Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now, the Rise Guys Morning Show continues on 93.3.
The Planet.
Hey, Mark Hendricks here.
Yeah.
Just sending this one out to everybody out on the East Coast. Stay safe.
Yeah.
Stay dry.
Yeah.
But most importantly, rock and roll.
Hell yeah. You hit the post with a long
hit the post. That's right.
Yeah, while you're coming up here, we're going down there taking over your waves. Yeah. We don't care how high they get.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Eee.
My rejoins today is it's a Hurricanes playlist. That's right.
That was a good one, man.
Got that. We got this one. I already did Hurricane by Breaking Benjamin. So don't be looking ahead, but yeah. There could be some more hurricane stuff.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Today's Friday. 1 week from today, Birthday Bash 2018.
Yeah!
So excited about it. Godsmack, Shinedown, Asking Alexandria.
Oh.
Us, Rise Guys. Beer, P1 Pilsner by Thomas Creek Brewery, will be available at Birthday Bash at the Bon Secours Wellness Arena.
Don't be surprised if you see Sully chugging some Pilsner on stage.
Oh, they're going to have it in their rooms, their dressing areas. Mm. And we're going to have the P1 patio set up where there's going to be kegs of the beer available for purchase. And a nice little area just for P1s, just to, pregame prior to the rocking and rolling.
Oh, you got to. You got to get right, get in the mood.
That's right. That's right. And that is a week from today. Get your tickets at 933theplanetrocks.com. 933theplanetrocks.com. A week from today. Talking about Friday. Talking about FOF Friday.
Rise, guys, I got show number. Off Friday, pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318.
Also, remember the FOF line. It's not always, it is for whatever you want it to be, but it's not just for road rage. It's not just when you get mad at your better half and you don't want to say it to their face and you just want to call and let off some steam. It can be when you get mad at something we say on the radio and you can't get through.
Yep.
Or maybe, Jeff hung up on you. It's just as an example.
There's no restrictions. It's whatever you want it to
Anything you want to talk about. And, of course, the language is encouraged because...
Really?
Yeah, that's when people truly let it go is mm-hmm. when they let the words fly. So here's this week's installment of the FOF line. It is FOF Friday, 864-241-4318. Here is call number one.
Yeah, Fat Boy. I don't see a problem with golf carts. That's a good way to save energy. It's green for the world. And if you get one that goes a little faster, man, hey, what's the big deal? It's just people can't afford them. Hey, if they can't afford them, be happy and go on. Thank you.
What is that in rebuttal to?
I was downtown and saw people driving golf carts through the – they'll cut through the Spinks parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
And just – they'll drive them on the road.
Yeah.
Going up near Cleveland Park, just in the way. Happens a lot.
But they can only – You can only drive them either so far away from your vehicle, which like the trailer or whatever you brought them on, or from your actual home.
I just wonder if that's going to be the new moped. If you get, need that SR22 and you got a DUI, can you go to a golf cart now instead of a car? Because they go about the same speed.
Yeah. Some of them, man, I used to have a big old golf cart.
Yeah.
Big old knobby tires. I loved that thing.
Knobby tires.
I just lived in a neighborhood that had big hills, and I'm a big boy, and it just didn't go up the hills.
Did you ever take it out?
It flew down the hill.
Yeah.
Did I ever take it out?
Out of the subdivision.
I drove it up Highway 9 one time up to about where Wings, et cetera, is. Turned around and came back. But it was at night. And, you know.
Yeah, well, you can sneak through the woods and take it off-road at that point.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. The FOF line, 864-241-4318. Here is call number two.
Man, why in the hell would you burn shoes that you bought? That's like burning money. I mean, that's literally burning money. You're burning things that you paid for. I own a pair of Nikes. I love my Nikes. But if I still had anything against them, I wouldn't burn my damn Nikes. Crazy. That's just crazy.
Now, he's not talking specifically about our burning of Nikes. I think he's talking about people that were doing that in the protest of the Nike ad. We were doing it simply because Fat Boy lost pigskin picks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would not have done it.
It was horrible timing.
Who would have thought?
Horrible timing.
He's got a good point, though.
If I could have looked back now...
Foresight.
We would have done it the day before when it was really all heated up online about that stuff.
Yep.
I mean, it don't matter ultimately, right? If you burn it, you're one person. You're one small cog in the wheel.
They're your shoes.
Disagree.
Excuse me?
Not that I support this, obviously, because I'm wearing my Nikes right now. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you see somebody, let's say that they were like $200 Jordans and you saw somebody do it and you were like on the fence about that specifically, like wanting to protest Nike or whatever. I think sometimes things like that kind of get the cogs actually turning and people say, you know what? That guy did it. I mean,
but
we're so influenced by the internet. We don't even realize this. Like, I mean, it's like it's an extension of us.
Man, I think as far as the protests go, you have to be either enough key people that matter that can actually change, or you just got to be a mass of people.
Or you hope Ellen plays it on her show.
Oh, yeah, one of the three.
Right.
All right.
If I was, that's the thing, though. If I was like Reebok or
Adidas.
Adidas. I would have reached out to everybody online that was actually burning their Nikes and like sent them not an expensive pair, but I'd send them a free pair of shoes.
Oh, they'd find a way to burn those too.
No, they would support me. I would have them forever. People don't get it, right? Wouldn't you?
You're trying to wheel in on me burning my Nikes? Well, yeah. I'm going to burn yours in protest to you doing that.
You're damn right. You're damn right. 864-241-4318. Someone said that that's the reason why I'm all congested. It's because I had to inhale Nikes last week.
That's might be. Why.
Burning Nikes. 864-241-4318. Here is call number three, the FOF line.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is P1 Bootsy Matt. And I'm glad you have this hotline because I can vent about stuff when I'm drunk. But hold on one second. Fat Boys Nikes, I love to wear them on my feet. Fat Boys Nikes, you can wear them with some meat. Fat Boys Nikes, you can go tweet, 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 tweet. Fat Boys Nikes, every day of the week. Fat Boys Nikes. Get off the bed, you stupid dog. I don't like you.
What?
I don't know.
Look, this
the song was awful, but was he... What'd he say? Get off the bed, dog. I don't freaking like you.
Get off the bed, you stupid dog. I don't like you.
Oh, wow. Aww.
This guy called about, I counted him 20 times.
Jesus.
He was pretty lit.
Yeah.
He got a lot of time on the FOF, but the song, that was about the best of it. He's down in Florence.
Oh, that was like he's in Florence, South Carolina?
Yeah, that's where he lives.
Okay.
I mean, what else are you going to do in Florence, man? You got to drink or move back up here.
Well, now especially. 864-241-4318. This is call number four of this week's FOF line.
Yeah, I work with this guy, Jason, and he's supposed to be an engineering tech. But actually, he's a idiot. For God's sakes, he can't even wash the fountains. you know, I understand that it takes a little bit to do things, just a little bit of brains. But the problem is, it's the common sense factor. You just don't have it. Well, you know, we can just hope that his wife will give him some and then his brains will reappear.
What a horrible voice.
Yeah, I mean.
Or connection, I should. Not a voice, maybe.
The technology is not that advanced, so when you call this thing, you really got to pull the phone out of your mouth.
That sounded Bluetoothy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those, just throw them away, please. Don't ever call here with them.
But what was his point? Something about a fountain.
He works with a guy who's who's a moron. He's supposed to be an engineer. He said if his wife gave him some, maybe he'd smarten up.
Oh, I see. Okay.
He quit messing up his work.
Boy, people need to get more pissed off.
You wait.
Is there some coming? Oh. So far, this has been kind of weak.
We got to build you up.
864-241-4318. Here is call number 5.
I tell you what, let me just vent a minute. These motherfucking damn news anchors get in here and they talk about how motherfucking hot it is outside. And some of the bitches don't know shit. I'm out here taking fucking pictures, running promising people to run their motherfucking air conditioner. And then they still
want to talk
about how hot it is.
Well, see, now that I can get behind right there.
Oh, man.
You know, they always talk about, you know, the world needs ditch diggers. And we just heard from one of them. You talk about how hot you are. I know it. And I'm one of the ones that I get in my car and my hair doesn't come on fast enough. And then because I lay so much into my seat that when I get out of the car, my back is drenched.
Ew.
You've talked about your bra sweat before. Don't ooh me.
Yeah, you
woman.
That had to be the angriest ditch digger in the world.
Yeah, but God, wouldn't you be? That's got to be one of, I mean, is he really a ditch digger?
That's a job that physically wears you down.
Is there not machines that do that now?
No.
I'm sure.
They dig ditches?
I'm sure.
I think that one across the way probably does a good job of it.
That thing could do something. Backhoe. That was call number 5. That means here's call number 6 of this week's FOF line.
This is P1 FedExify. I just want to give a giant you to Jeff's useless meal. Yeah, you heard me. You. I know you're probably thinking, oh, I'm going to kick this guy's ass right now. And all this bullshit, because that's all you ever think. You're going to try and call him out, give you an address. Yeah, try and fight me. Yeah, bring it on, you stupid piece of shit. Yes, you. Jeff, that was a fucking work, brother. Nah, I don't feel any of that. You're probably one of the most genuine guys I know, let alone on the show. And I just want to tell you how proud I am and how emotionally invested you were in your reveal. That was real, and that I'm proud of you, man. Keep it up. Tickle it, guys.
What a work. Who was that?
I don't know.
Was that Jackson James?
That had to
be a worker brother. He swerved us on until the end. Jeff Useless Neil, though, I wrote that down. I did. I was like, that's one I never thought of before.
I couldn't make out what the P1 name was, but thank you.
Oh, did he say a name?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Were you getting hot? He did. Were you kind of getting hot at the front?
It was hard to understand him at first just because it was on Bluetooth.
He was
take me off Bluetooth.
FedExify. That's
he's of course referring to your big announcement the other day, Jeff, that you're going to be a daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And in December is when the child will be here.
That's right. The 27th.
That's right.
You still going to come in?
No.
Will you take an FMLA?
Oh, FMLA.
He's just making stuff up.
That's what I'm like.
I give you $20 right now if you can figure it out. One shot, $20.
Oh, come on, Lewis.
I could not think.
It's got something to do with. I said, "Are you going to take one?"
Uh huh.
What do you think it is?
FML. What are you laughing at?
It's fun.
FMLA.
Yeah.
It's an acronym.
Now you're really confusing us.
Yeah.
So what do you think it is? Go ahead.
I mean, time off. You know, like maternity leave.
Yay!
But you're
family
there.
Family maternity leave absence.
Almost.
I'll give you like $5 then.
Okay.
It's close enough.
Was I close?
Oh, you got the first word right.
Family?
Yeah, family maternity leave. And I can't think of the other, like.
Association.
Association.
I know, but he's working.
I was like, is that real?
864-241. Oh, man. 4318. This is the next to the last, so some heat should be here. Here is the FOF line.
This one's going out to you, Matt, you fat-ass piece of trash. Tired of hearing your voice on the radio, you fat piece of trash. I get tired of seeing you out with your f-ing black sunglasses on, with your lazy f-ing eyes, you f-ing diabetes motherfucking piece of trash. Sick of seeing you, Matt, man. I'm sick of it. Thank God you got other people in that studio to carry your fat piece of trash. So tired of hearing you on 93.3. Looked up, got a job, had some people carry you, and that's the only way you're there, you fat piece of trash.
Jesus.
Ooh.
I really wonder what it is, though.
Wow.
I mean, I agree with most of the things he said there. But
it's got to be a work, right? He was laughing at the first part of it.
I don't know, but he kept going on the fat part. Like he's, I don't know.
Lazy
like,
eye,
you
diabetes.
Know, part of me, well, see, now I've said all that stuff. Like the only reason the lazy eye thing is a thing is because I said it. That's why I don't like the way my eyes look in pictures. Hmm. Just wonder what it really is, though.
I mean, this guy's called before, but it was pretty mild this time. Piece of trash.
Fat, badass, piece of trash. Says a lot for y'all for being pretty strong, though. It's pretty solid.
Come on, man.
It's pretty
carrying
solid.
You. I'm not carrying you anymore.
Yeah.
Trash.
Thanks, Paige.
Let me get my white belt.
Trash.
I wonder if that was somebody you had a past with, maybe, or bumped into somehow that just kind of rubbed the wrong way.
Help him
bad
back
breakup.
Up.
I don't know. He's just tired of hearing me on the radio. It's hard to see my face.
I'm sick
well,
of it.
Well, if you're tired of seeing my
face,
I highly suggest you not go to grocery stores and convenience stores here at about mid-October when cans bearing my beautiful face of beer will
cans?
Be there welcoming you.
Uh-oh.
Friend. Yeah, you thought I was going to end up with something bad.
Oh, God.
So
I will spend your money just as easy as I will the rest, sir.
He's going to show up and start talking to him.
That's right.
I'm sick of you being on this can.
I cussed out a six-pack of you last night.
I shot that can at you, trash.
I'm sick of you being in the store.
864-241-4318. It's the FOF line. Here we go. The final call of this week's FOF.
Yeah, I'm calling about these mother that when you're driving down the interstate in your company truck and you've got the number written on the side of it and you've got these dumb sons of bitches that just had a day because they haven't kissed their boss's all day and they decide they want to take their out on somebody else. So they call the number on the side of those company vehicles and their day up and get their boss bitch in the gym. Well, here's what I got to say to you, mother you. And if I ever see one of you sons of bitches, I'd like to punch you right in the mouth, you bastard.
God.
Wow.
So what? So somebody called and complained about his vehicle, I guess, to the company and he got in some trouble?
Yeah, but you know, you got to take those with a grain of salt, right? Because I imagine those people call all the time.
What do you like? Oh, the bumper stickers that say, how's my driving? And then there's a code there to call. Yeah, but have you ever? The only time I've ever done that is when I suspected drunk driving, but it wasn't even a company vehicle. I just called Star HP.
No, because it's kind of a process to call these people in. It's not like an easy code you got to remember. It's like, you know, a QR code or some crap. It's a long digit.
Yeah. 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 I've never done that before. But I could see where if, like, you know, somebody just gets mad at you in traffic, you know, you accidentally cut them off or whatever it is, that's how they try to get you back, make you lose your job.
I hope they don't put those on our cars here.
Oh, God.
Because you'll drive near that guy and he'll start calling you in. Matt, you drive like a piece of trash.
Fat ass. I get tired of seeing you driving all over the streets.
Driving
fat
with
ass.
Your diabetes.
Yeah, you lazy eye. No wonder you drive like crap. You had two eyes at work, right? Fat ass.
I'm tired of seeing you beer, fat ass.
Fat trash.
Lord have mercy.
Pull it off the shelf, James. Midget head.
Stop. Hurts.
864-241-4318. That is the FOF line. We still have birthday bash tickets coming up a week from today is the show. We'll have tickets coming up this morning right here on The Rise Guys. Keep it here.
The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning. It is 8:38. Birthday bash, 1 week from today, our big birthday party, celebrating 22 years of rocking the upstate. And we've been here for 15 of them, 22, right here. So we'll be at birthday bash, along with Godsmack, Shinedown, Asking Alexandria, and our new beer, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner by Thomas Creek Brewery, will be available at the Bon Secours Wellness Arena. And soon, grocer shelves and convenience stores and beer caves across the upstate.
All right, yeah.
That's great. You got to get out there and try. And then tickets for Birthday Bash are available right now at 933theplanetrocks.com. And we'll have more of those to give away here in about 25, 30 minutes or so. We got some interaction the other day, but one specific one about... sleeping naked. There was something in headlines about sleeping naked. Fat Boy contends that he sleeps totally naked. Paige and I kind of similar. T-shirts and underwear.
Mm-hmm.
Paige, T-shirts and panties.
Well, you don't want to run out of the house naked if there's a fire. That's the problem. You got to be prepared.
Well, sure, but I mean, if you did run out of the house naked, I don't think you'd right? You always see the firemen give them, like, jackets to wear.
Yeah, here's a big blanket you can cover yourself with.
Yeah, you wear this big jacket.
I would need one, a big jacket.
So, P1, Katarina, is that Richt, R-I-C-C-H-T?
Like Mark Richt.
Katarina Richt. Richt? Okay, anyway. This is in regards to you talking about sleeping naked. This is a direct C&P from an article I read about the same. This is toward women, of course. Tight vag-hugging undies can be a warm, moist breeding ground for bacteria that causes infections. So, letting your vagina air out overnight by sleeping nude actually keeps you healthy and clean. Also, aside from making you toss and turn all night, being too warm will also disrupt your release of melatonin and growth hormones, the two main anti-aging hormones. Also, sleeping nude makes for easy access because obviously all that sweet skin-to-skin contact helps the feel-good chemicals in your body, like the oxytocin, which is known as the cuddle hormone.
Ooh.
All these things combined, you find yourself more often in the mood for sex, and sex will be more satisfying, thus more orgasms, basically. So my doctor, along with my obgyn, says, yes, women especially should sleep naked.
Oh, yes.
All right.
I love it.
The term vag-hugging undies.
Yeah. Ugh. You better run.
That's from an article, by the way, in Cosmopolitan.
Let them live. Let them breathe.
Better patent that before they do. See, I didn't know there was an exact science behind it. I'm not surprised.
Who knew there was a thing called the cuddle hormone?
I just don't know how you do it from a comfortability standpoint.
Sleeping naked?
Well, no, sleeping with shorts on like you guys do. Shirts, whatever.
Part of mine is that I, it's weird with me, man. I can't be too hot or too cold. I'm like Goldilocks. I need it just right. My hands and feet stay cold, so I sleep in socks, which is another layer. And then with, you know, whatever underwear. And then a nice, soft, thin, vintage kind of tee feeling, that soft thing. But I can't – I don't get people who sleep in legitimate pajamas. And when I say that, I'm talking about pants and a long-sleeve button-up shirt is what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
Remember those pajama sets? Like, I remember one time years ago, my family went up to the mountains around, it wasn't the week of Christmas, but it was around it. And everybody brought, you know, pajamas or whatever. And I slept in flannel pajamas. And I woke up the next morning. Here's that word again, Paige. Drenched.
Oh, yeah.
I was drenched, and I didn't know if I'd pissed myself or if I was sweating all night long. Really. I had to give the sniff test and still didn't know.
Stanky?
We can't wear those, man.
I cannot sleep in pants. I cannot sleep in long sleeves, but I cannot sleep naked.
See, I still wake up sweating either way, but I know it's so cold in there that I'm going to have some covers, and I'm still going to wake up sweating. And I got a metal bed frame, too, that's like ice cold, so I hang on to that.
Oh.
Because I sleep on my stomach.
She ever tie you to it?
No.
Yeah.
Dang it.
They got enough rope.
Keep you there. No, I mean, even in the wintertime, you sleep naked. You don't get cold. You don't have to bundle up or anything like that. Because, no. I mean, I would sleep naked in the summer, no problem. But in the wintertime, I'd have to have some kind of something covering the parts.
Fatboy, when you sleep naked, do you and your wife ever touch? Like, does she ever, like, sling a leg over you, make a body pillow out of you? I like when women do that.
Yeah, because we got a queen-size bed, but I still take up a lot of room. So she's on me by default. This ain't nowhere else to go.
There's a text from P1 Better Man. I don't want to get my blankets and sheets all up in my, you know. I don't want to get my blankets and sheets all up in my, the text broke up. It'll get all up in my, you know. I also don't want to get my girl all over me in the middle of the night. Sometimes when she sweats on me, even though I love her and have sex with her and all this stuff, I hate the feeling of her riding up on me at night and her sweat. Unless she's a big girl.
I mean.
And if she is, that's fine. But why do you mind if your girl gets a little overnight sweat on you? There ain't nothing wrong with that. Take a bath.
Is that something that's going to wake you up?
No.
As soon as I lay down, I'm knocked out. Doesn't take much. I go to sleep and I wake up. I don't remember any of the stuff in between. So there must be people that are light sleepers.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
Does your wife sleep naked?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Does it make for impromptu sexual activity?
Sometimes, yeah.
I would imagine.
It's available, yeah, but you know.
It's available. If you're interested, it's available.
She accidentally fall on something. Oops.
1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. I bet you more women do it than men, though.
I might.
Sleeping naked.
I might start wearing shorts.
Without being like totally not even gross. It's not gross. It's our bodies. But like, you don't need any, Fatboy, you don't need any kind of something, some kind of basketing of something down there to like, to keep your
stay
private.
Intact.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially during the day. Not so much at night, but it's more so of a, it sucks, man, but it's like a body issue.
Well, you get naked to take a nap?
No.
Oh.
I mean, like during the day, like just.
Oh, sure.
Like you can't wear boxers anymore. Those days are gone.
No, you're right.
But, Even sleeping naked, now that you think of it, you know, it's kind of, for me, it's starting to be like a body issue.
And
like an image, you know.
What do you mean?
You kind of feel self-conscious about, you're a bigger guy just laying there naked. God only knows what it looks like because you can't see yourself. That you're just, you know, laying there like a beached whale, hanging all over everywhere.
Should send a drone up.
Bedroom
mirror. Right. It starts on the ground and unless something you see the toes and the bottom of the feet. And then there's Fat Boy's turkey legs.
Oh, gosh.
He's got.
That's worse than a mirror over I know. The bed.
It's like a potato
okay,
and six.
Okay, fine. Man. Get a mirror then. I was thinking 22nd century.
No, there's no way. There's no way. A mirror on the ceiling. I'd start sleeping on the couch.
No, you don't want to see your face and expressions while you're doing the nasty.
Here's
awful.
A text, 72341, carolinavapormill.com. Text line, in the winter I wear pajamas because I get very cold, but in the summer I only sleep wearing my underwear for the exact same reason as a lot of people. I know it sounds hot, but it's normal. Women will self-lubricate even if we're not excited, and I know it's gross, but look, that's just the way it is, and my boyfriend didn't like it. Guess what? He's going to.
Ooh.
Wow.
Linda in Ware Shoals.
You go, girl.
Go, yeah. Linda.
Get rid of him if he doesn't like it.
P1.
Oh, good luck.
I know what it's supposed to don't say. It's supposed to say chrysanthemum, isn't it?
Yes. There you go.
But it says
that's P1. How, well, hold on. That's how she spelled it.
Okay.
I asked her how to spell it.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Did you tell her she was wrong when she spelled it?
I did not.
Okay, let's go. Chrysanthemum.
Yes.
Spell that for me.
Okay, hold on.
This is just for fun.
Okay, well, give me a minute. K-R-Y-S-A-N, Chrysanthemum.
See, that's how she spelled it right there on the screen.
No, that's
did
not
I
right.
Wrong the first time.
First yes. letter.
Yeah. Yeah, you lost Spellenberg.
Yeah, it's okay though. I'm just a botanist. The only reason I know that. So you sleep naked?
I like to, but I can't because it bothers my husband.
What bothers it? What happens?
Well, he's a big guy, and he gets real sweaty and hot at night.
Yeah.
So he swears that I am the heater, that I overheat him, but he is always really super hot. So when I get into bed, he's already asleep. But if I sleep naked, I cannot touch him because he will wake up just dripping sweat. We have to have the fan on full blast. Drives me up the wall.
But do you do that thing where you like sling a leg over him and use him as a body pillow? Yeah. Yeah, see, that's
drive by snoring.
That's the thing.
Then you are making him hot.
We call it leg time. It's awesome. But if I'm naked and he's hot, it cannot happen.
You trying to scissor in that bed?
Mm-hmm.
Holy bum. All right.
Uh-oh.
Chrysanthemum, you have a good morning, and send our best to your husband and everyone in Seneca, okay?
Awesome. Well, we'll see you next Friday at the birthday.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah. Thank you. Have a good morning.
Thank you.
All righty. Yeah, that's I do see the point of I'm a hot sleeper to the point where I have to have the ceiling fan on and only a sheet. I can't use a comforter.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Oh, we can't sleep together then. That's not ever going to happen.
When did that stop?
Well, I know.
Because I need feathers and pillows and lots of covers.
All right, so I'm going to get Paige naked and then tar and feather her. Next, right here. No, more Rise Guys right after this.
Rock at Work. A 93-minute Rock Block begins at 10 this morning. Now, more of the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 Planet Rocks.
And now, a Rise Guys re-premiere.
You have reached Power Automated Power Outage Reporting System.
To ensure that your outage is reported accurately and quickly to the service center nearest you, please follow the instructions carefully. If you're calling to report a total loss of power, press 1. Thank you.
Appliance sales.
Oh, hey, man. Oh, ow!
Hey!
Hey, I'm glad you picked up, man. I got a big problem out here. I need one of y'all to come out here.
Get it now. Don't you touch it, boys. Get it.
I got a problem. Are you there?
Yeah.
I need some help. I got a down line, man, and my boy's out here trying to play with it. Don't touch it, son.
Get it.
No, it ain't no snake. I need help, man. You got to send somebody out here. I got a down line.
That's the post, this one.
Don't.
What's the address?
The address is 25 North B Street.
25 North.
It's on North B.
Don't touch it, son.
It's a snake.
It ain't no snake. That's a damn power line.
It looks poisonous.
He's about to shock himself, man. You got to send
some. What city is this in?
This is in Gadsden.
Okay.
Ow! Ow! It's down. He's getting everybody, man. It's flying around. Don't touch it, son. You got to send somebody. When can you come out here, man?
What is the street address? 25 North?
North B.
Hell, it's down.
Like the letter B is in butt.
Get
ow!
Get
son, do get not.
What's your name?
My name's Tony. Tony Bill.
Daddy, look at the snake.
It ain't a snake. It's a damn power line. Leave it alone.
It looks poisonous.
You got to send somebody out here. It ain't a snake in a firework. I need help, man. I can't keep him off it.
Well, let me get some information from you.
All right, man.
I can't understand you what street.
Oh, damn it, son. That ain't no snake. It's a power line.
It looks poisonous, though.
All right, are you there? I need help, man. Are you there, sir? Did I lose you? Hello.
What's the address?
The address is 25 North B Street. Son, please leave it alone.
He's got it right over there.
Hold on just a second. Let me transfer to someone else, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. Next one of y'all mother that shocks me is going to get a kick to the damn.
Oh. This is Kim. May I help you?
Yeah, look, I got an emergency. I got a downline. I'm on 25 North B Street. My son is grabbing it. He thinks it's a snake. I need somebody to come out here and put it back up.
It does
son,
poisonous.
Leave it alone. I need somebody out here immediately, please. I need somebody to fix my power line. My boy's touching it. Come on, son. Get off it. Oh, George died?
Mine wasn't working.
All right, never mind. It's dead.
Yeah, man.
Y'all can off. You hear me?
Yeah.
All right. All right, go yourself.
Huh?
All right, go yourself.
Bye-bye.
Was it any good?
She was high.
The Planet.
Because one, they're hilarious.
With the Rise Guys in the Morning.
Two, they're awesome.
93.3 The Planet.
Three, they're the greatest.
Rock.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.